From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, Health, Fitness, and Lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Tim Henney.
Well, there's a new medical spa in Park City, a new-ish, I should say. It's called Peak Medical. Director Rory Swenson and nurse practitioner Amy Clark join us in the studio now to talk about the services of this spa, which aims to customize treatment programs by bridging between optimizing health and wellness while preventing future illness, symptoms, or chronic disease. Now, there's a trend in spa medicine that helps patients achieve their goals of feeling, looking, and performing at their personal best. Amy and Rory, welcome to The Mountain Life. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So how long have you been in operation here?
In Park City, we opened last October, okay. So just since last fall. We're located down on Sun Peak Drive, and it's been a very unique market here in Park City. It's a great market for people who are active and wanting to stay active throughout their life, and the service that we offer has been, you know, very, very well received.
So, Amy, I'm sure that you can explain this better than I can, but it's a question surrounding sort of bridging between wellness and some desire for, whether it's like fighting the aging process or fitness or some aesthetic desire, and actual medical practice. So can you help me sort of fit that all together? It's like pieces of a puzzle.
Sure. So, I mean, I think this isn't something that's just offered in, you know, regular general practice. You know, medicine is sort of symptom, treat, medicine, you know, that kind of thing. And this is more symptoms. Let's figure out how to make your body well, even though it's not some diagnosable disease, say like diabetes or heart disease or something like that. It's more of an aging process. The hormone levels go down when we age. And so some of those, you know, get symptoms and people don't feel well during that process. And we want to make you feel your best and stay at your peak and be active and well. And before you ever get any of those diseases that you need to go to a regular physician for and have treated with, you know, say pharmaceuticals type medication.
That's a great theme that I'd like to go a little deeper on, because I'm the perfect example. And I look at your list of things, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men, and I read through the list of symptoms and I'm like, you know, I hit on a number of those, but I have accepted the fact that I'm aging and I'm going to turn 61 this summer. And I'm kind of like, you know, what is healthy, what is well, what's feeling good, and where does that all fit together, which is what I think I heard Lynn asking. And my approach is, I feel like I'm 61, and that's a good thing, and I feel healthy and I feel well, but I could also take, if I had to shift my perspective a slight bit, I could go, you know, I felt better when I was 55, but isn't that correct? Isn't it correct to age in a way that's a healthy way to age? And I guess that's the question. What's a healthy way to age, and where do we go over a threshold where we want to do something?
Sure. I think there is, I mean, aging is healthy. And I think if you stay active and you sort of prevent disease on your own or with a physician's help, that's a great thing. And maybe that's how you have been. But there's always things that can be optimized. Maybe there's some performance things that could be optimized with some sort of hormones or even just vitamins. Some people are just deficient. Say vitamin D is a huge problem that people are deficient in. And replacing that just prevents disease and helps your immune system fight off things that, you know, normally would just happen. So I think just optimizing how you feel and trying to help you stay active, even if there is some of that aging, it's going to happen in your 60s.
So let's use me as the example. How would you check my levels of hormone to see what we could optimize? Is it through a blood test? It's lab work on a blood test? Are all the hormones in there? Or is that just going to show vitamins and things and minerals?
We do both. So we do a very comprehensive lab test. It has blood counts, like chemistries that, you know, does your liver function, kidney function, vitamins. We check vitamin B12, vitamin D, and we do the hormones as well. So testosterone, DHEA, which is a precursor hormone. Estrogen is still important to check in men. There's a few other things we check.
And is that part of a basic lab test, or is that something that you, those are aspects that you would bolt on to the basic?
We do more than you would do, say, at a physical at your regular physician's office. So they don't usually check the vitamin levels or those hormones.
So, Amy, tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you're a nurse practitioner and you practice functional medicine, which is a more integrative approach. Have you been doing this type of medicine for a long time, or?
For quite a while. I was in dermatology for a bit, which got me into some of the skincare aspect of our business now, where we do chemical peels and facials, masks, that kind of thing. And then we have a skincare line that also, you know, for, you know, sunscreen and hydration and stuff for skincare. So I just sort of got into it. It sort of fell into it, and I've been doing it a little while, and I just love it because I think making people feel good and look good is what I want to be doing.
Yeah. And Rory, you're the business side, as you say, of Peak Medical. And right. How did you get into this, and what was the impetus for you?
I was actually a patient before, not of Peak Medical, but throughout my 30s, I was struggling. Went to several doctors trying to figure out what was going on with my body. I got a lot of medications prescribed, you know, some antidepressants and things like that. And finally found a doctor that just said, hey, let's check your hormones. And so we did the test. Went back into him and he said, I got good news and bad news. Said the good news is your testosterone is normal. Bad news is you're not 93 years old. Basically had the testosterone of a 93-year-old. And he said, but we can fix that. And so he prescribed it for me, and it changed my life. I'm off the antidepressants, feeling myself again. And at the same time, I was managing a pharmacy and saw what we could do as far as trying to make this affordable for people. And so about 8 years ago, started a clinic in Salt Lake. And did well and changed people's lives there. I'm a resident of Summit County. So decided to bring it home, and that's why we opened Peak.
Aren't testosterone treatments, are they widely available, or is it prescription? My recollection is there may be some over-the-counter testosterone application. I'm sorry, we're all talking about men, Lynn, here. But
it's okay.
Apparently,
we talk about women a lot on the show.
It is a prescription. Testosterone is a prescription. Okay. It's a controlled substance that has to be prescribed by a licensed provider.
And is it topical, or do you take pills, or how do you get testosterone?
There's several ways. So there is, yes, injections, so intramuscular injections. There is topical creams, and there's also troches that melt in your mouth, sort of under the tongue or in the gum line. And, yeah, so there's several different ways to give both male and female hormones.
We also offer pellets where Amy inserts them just under the skin, and they last anywhere from 3 to 5 months.
I'm not sure I'd go for either the injection or the pellets when the option is topical or under the tongue. It's like,
yeah.
Right. Well, some people don't like that invasive needle, you know. It's a scary thing.
Are you scared of needles?
I am. I have a little needle fear. I did get blood drawn yesterday for my physical that I'm about to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lynn and I are in a competition who can complete our physical sooner.
I've already done mine.
So. There we go.
I've won right out of the gate. Okay, I have this question surrounding. I've heard a lot of stories like yours, Rory,
right.
And you know how wonderful for you to figure out that you didn't have clinical depression, that you had low testosterone,
sure.
And what a gift to be able to figure that out. I've also heard on this other side where people are pushing the use of testosterone to among women. To lose weight, which seems really alarming and strange, because I know that if you push those levels of testosterone, it can be dangerous. And we know pushing levels of estrogen can be dangerous. So could you address some of those? And I know also testosterone for women has a lot to do with libido. And so, of course, as we age, we would all love to just have that similar libido.
Mm-hmm.
Is it natural to still have the libido of a 25-year-old?
So, I mean, the dangers, yes, there's always dangers of pushing hormones too high, not all optimizing them. So we have certain levels we want them to be in, as well as controlling symptoms that you may have come in with in the first place. We don't want to shoot those to, you know, super physiologic levels where they're so high you're like a bodybuilder on, you know, steroids. That's not where we're going with this. So that's where my expertise comes in, and monitoring those lab values and trying to get your symptoms controlled and have the levels be a good level, not a dangerous level, is important. And we check those levels often.
With regard to the weight loss, pushing it for weight loss, one of the things we tell patients is, look, this isn't a magic bullet. This is not going to cause you to lose weight. Balancing the hormones can remove the barriers, but it's still up to your diet. It's still up to your exercise. It's still up to you. We just want to make it so that your body responds, but it's certainly not a magic bullet that you should push it up to try and lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Another similar question I'll refer to myself. You know, muscle tone as you age. I always had a lot of muscle tone as I was younger, and I'm starting to see it, you know, go away a little bit. I still have decent muscle tone for my age. But if I were to want to use some bioidentical hormone therapy, you know, is it an unrealistic goal to think that I'm still going to have the muscle tone again of a 30-year-old? I mean, it's a fine line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe not a 30-year-old, but maybe, you know, take off 10 years and your muscle tone from 10 years ago. You know, testosterone's not, like you said, the magic bullet, but it does help women. And it's not just for libido, like you also described. It's, and I can't think that's what it's described as for people sometimes in a wrong way, is that, oh, testosterone for women is just for libido. But women do need testosterone for muscle building to get some definition. It's easier to lose weight if you have enough testosterone, especially around the middle. Because even if we lose testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, if we replace testosterone, it just controls that better. There's lots of other benefits to testosterone, muscle building, exercise, stamina. It helps your bones stay strong, so you prevent osteopenia, osteoporosis. So there's many, many other, you know, factors. Even skin, testosterone has benefits in women for your skin, to the tightness. You know, you see older women with more crepey, thin skin. The testosterone, having that optimized, actually helps prevent that crepey skin.
Tim and I were, well, I was telling him all about crepey skin.
I've just accepted my crepey skin. That's one of those things that I started looking at my leg a few years ago and going, what's that? Oh, that's crepey skin.
Well, libido is important, yes, but it's not the whole picture of replacing testosterone.
Yeah.
How often, you said you monitor regularly, so does that require a blood test or a blood draw? It's a blood draw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and
yes.
you do the lab work. How
yes.
often do you do that when you're
usually
somebody?
Usually every 3 months. We do a full physical, like full lab draw once a year. Usually we don't have to repeat everything on that panel more than once a year, but then there's several things like the hormone levels that we do repeat every 3 months just to make sure that we're at the right spot.
So I have to say that having my blood drawn yesterday, I was kind of amazed at how simple and quick and easy and unfrightening it was. I actually looked at something on a screen, a very nice picture that was there, and before I knew it, I was having a wrap put around my arm, and I was like, it's over. I couldn't believe it.
It's not so bad.
That is not how I remember blood draws.
You're right. So brave. So we've talked a little bit about bioidentical hormones, testosterone, estrogen. Can we talk about thyroid? Because I think so many people don't realize, and I don't know if it's just among women or men as well, they don't realize that their thyroid is really low. And that in part contributes to a lot of issues, and I think even, well, a lot of weight gain among mm-hmm. women, and I don't know if it's that belly fat thing, but...
That's part of our panel as well, is several thyroid tests. When you go to your primary care physician, often they just do one test for the thyroid. We do three or four tests, depending if you already have known thyroid disease and might have antibodies to thyroid, and then we monitor that and try to optimize that with the natural thyroid medications, too.
Well, what are the different thyroid tests, and how does it give a more complete picture?
Well, so TSH is the main test that, you know, can be done anywhere that regular doctors do. That's just the stimulating hormone, and it has such a wide range that it doesn't mean that your thyroid's really normal when it could be high or low, because it goes from like 0.4 to 4.0. I mean, it's a huge range, and it can fall anywhere in there. We like to optimize that and bring it down to under 1.5. We also do T3 and T4, which is the actual hormones that your body uses. Usually the thyroid produces T4 and then converts it to T3. So T3 is a very important thing if your body doesn't convert it as well. And then there's thyroid antibodies that can, you know, be increased that are fighting your own thyroid. And so then you have this whole process going on that, you know, that needs medication and can be optimized as well.
Mm. If you're just joining us, our guests are Rory Swinson and Amy Clark from Peak Medical. You can find them at peakmedicalpc.com. And you mentioned your location. Can you give us more exact if someone wants to look you up?
Yeah, we're on 1840 Sun Peak Drive. We're just down, coming from Park City, just past the Canyons Village. Mm-hmm.
Are you in the commercial building there?
Yes.
That has several,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the right behind Keller Williams.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And you see, how would someone go about if they just wanted an overview of their health and to find out what you might do? Is there some sort of package or some introductory?
Yeah, we offer a full blood panel plus a full hour consultation with Amy. She'll take her time to, and that's one thing I really like about Amy. She takes her time to really explain things, answer questions. You'll never feel rushed. But that full comprehensive panel plus her time is $200. And it's about a $1,200 value when you factor in the labs and the time. So.
And is that, I'm going to assume that this is an elective procedure or treatment, and insurance probably doesn't cover it, and you probably don't get referrals from general practitioners or from the hospital or the wellness center or anything
actually do get referrals. However, we don't bill insurance. We're a cash clinic.
Right.
Navigating the insurance, some will cover a little bit, some deny it because of the nature of the treatments. We do what we can to try and help you. We'll provide the diagnosis codes and the super bills and things like that to try and help with reimbursements. But a lot of insurance does not cover this type of a treatment.
But at $200 for a $1,200 value, you feel like that sounds pretty attractive and appealing to somebody who might be making that trade-off between whether they only go for insurance or whether they're going to pay something out of pocket.
Exactly. And if you're feeling the symptoms, it's good to find out. And maybe you just want to get a baseline, where you're at right now, and then check it again later. But at least know where you're at now. So,
a lot of people have their blood panel done during their annual physical. Is that something that can be brought over and shown to you, and then you would either say, or, you know, sometimes I think you can go through insurance to get your blood test done, and then do you partner like that with insurance?
Frequently that happens. So sometimes we'll have to send a lab order to wherever their insurance may cover, and then I would say, I want these extra things added on to what their other physician ordered for their physical.
Okay. It's so interesting now with so much preventative wellness. It's such a thing. It's a whole new market in medical care. The fact that insurance companies don't recognize it, yet they'll pay for what happens on the other side if you didn't do any preventative wellness.
Right.
It's a bizarre concept.
It's sort of backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
Is that changing? Do you see it changing?
I'd like to see it changing, but I don't know that it's going to change fast enough, you know?
So, Amy, I'm curious about who you, if you could sort of see some common thread amongst your clients, the people who come for visits with you. Are they, you know, you talked about appearance and wellness and that connection. And if you look better, you can feel better. If you feel better, you might look better. I mean, is there something that you see that is a common component of the people who are?
Most of them have a symptom that they're really just concerned about in the beginning. So whether it's, oh gosh, I used to be able to run marathons and now I can't do that anymore. I don't have the stamina, or, the hiking and biking and this active environment we live in here up in the mountains.
But that's different than I have wrinkles that I didn't used to have because I'm getting older.
Right. I don't have a lot of people come in just for that. I mean, yes, we, you know, do some, you know, aesthetic injections and such, but I don't have people, most of the people do not come in just for that. They might add that on, you know, once they're, you know, getting other things worked up, but it's not a typical complaint. Most of it's, I would say, sort of perimenopausal or menopausal complaints where they're having hot flashes, they can't sleep, they're anxious, their mood's all over the place. A woman in my office, honestly, crying 3 or 4 different times in our hour-long meeting. She couldn't hold it together. Mm-hmm. And we got her sort of situated, and a week later, she's like, you've already changed my life.
Wow. I'm sure it's different for everyone, but that sort of thing you hear a lot about in perimenopause. What are they usually missing?
Some of it's all of it. So progesterone's the first thing to decline, and then comes estrogen, and testosterone can sort of decline any time. So it's really optimizing all of those things.
Yeah, and it's obvious that testosterone plays a huge role in mood, and that sort of thing from the story that you're telling, Rory.
Yeah, it is.
And it does for women, too. And anxiety. Well, a lot of people have a lot of anxiety, and then the lack of sleep, too, just sort of plays into this whole circle of round and round.
Yes, definitely. We have just about a minute left, but there was a word that I didn't understand on your website, metagenics. What is metagenics?
That is a supplement line, just vitamins that we offer at our clinic just to, you know, balance out everything else we're doing.
Right. You're big into vitamin D, D3.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 IUs.
That's the maximum that you can take.
Daily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to take that much, but that's the maximum that the drops offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Peak Medical PC, it's spelled P-E-A-K, not like my last name.
No connection there.
No connection. Right. Peak
Other
Medical.
Other than a lot of symptoms that you...
Hey, you've been talking about a lot of symptoms of your own today. All right, peakmedicalpc.com. Amy Clark, Rory Swenson, join us in the studio. Thanks for stopping by. Really interesting conversation, and best of luck to you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.